Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of my favorite theologians and writers is C.S. Lewis. In a few moments, I want to share with you the most powerful lesson he taught me about prayer. But before we get to that, here are a few of his words that I pray will stir you up in your spirit. Let's begin. I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God. It changes me. Have you ever thought about what we are actually doing when we pray? We are going before God and humbling ourselves, saying, "Lord, I do not know the answers. I do not know what to do. Help me." When we go before God in prayer, we're saying, "Lord, you are bigger, so I come to worship you." Now, doesn't this just change your perspective on prayer? The second teaching that I'd like to highlight is this. I have two lists of names in my prayers, for those whose conversion I pray and those whose conversion I give thanks. Think about that. We all have people who we would like to be saved, be it family members or friends. But how many of us make it a point to intentionally pray for the conversion of those dearest to us? How many of us go to God and intercede for the hearts of those who have not yet come to Christ? Now, the third and most powerful teaching I received from C.S. Lewis is this. Relying on God has to begin all over again every day as if nothing had yet been done. He's talking about a consistent prayer life here, a tenacious prayer life. And how many of us make it a point to start the day with prayer? I want us to understand why we should be praying first before we start our day. Because it's only once you understand the importance of morning prayer that you can begin to put it into practice. Not all prayer is effective, but private prayer is rewarded. Everyone needs a place to be alone with God. As long as we don't have a place, we won't be able to maintain private prayer. Mark 1:35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Jesus knew the value and power of private prayer. Jesus spent time alone in the wilderness for 40 days and nights. He later spent more time alone praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before the cross. His example is important for every believer. We can't do the work of God. We can't live and walk by faith. We can't even live a life pleasing to God if we are not filled with Him. Everyone who claims to follow Christ should take the time alone to recharge, take the time to talk with God, to get to know God for yourself. Not just through a sermon you hear online, get to know Him for yourself. Take the time to read Scripture and consider what God has for you next. And let me challenge you right now. Stand up and be honest with yourself right now. Are you praying like you should be? Are you taking the time to recharge your faith? Do you have a place where you can pray without distractions? A place that you can pray openly? And I challenge you to find your time for private prayer, because this life will drain too much of you. Life will happen and situations, things come up that will drain your focus on God. Doing life out of your own power won't work. We need God. We need the Holy Spirit so that you don't fatigue and burn out. We need Him so that we don't grow weary. Spending time with God keeps our focus on Him and off ourselves. And I believe that the best time to pray privately is in the morning. That's when our spirits are fresh and our minds free. The body is rested. It's before the cares and distractions of the day have taken our focus. It is better to go from prayer to business than from business to prayer. Mark 1, verse 35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." If Jesus made the effort to get up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And pray while it was still morning. How much more important is it for us? How much more is it important for us to get up before the world grabs possession of our thoughts, before the devil tries to tempt us and fills us with unholy feelings? By having communion with God, the Father, in the morning, we are saying, "Lord, out of all my priorities, instead of going for a run, instead of going to the gym or making cereal, Lord, you are the most important on my to-do list today, and I will give you the first fruit of my day. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27, the Bible reads, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." We're being told to place our hope on the solid foundation that is Jesus Christ. This is because when the forces of evil try to wreak havoc on your life, the strong foundation on which your faith is built upon will not be overcome. The walls in your life will not be breached. When you have built your foundation on the solid rock that is Jesus Christ, you are not shaken by the earthquakes of life. You are not blown away by the winds of life. You are not taken under by the floods of life. And this is all because God will never fail you. He will never let you down. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Regardless of everything seemingly going wrong, I want you to know that Jesus is still King. He still rose from the dead. He still loves you. Job 13 verse 15 says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him." Those are deep words, people of God. Those are profound words. After everything that Job has suffered, after everything he has lost, after facing some incredibly difficult challenges, this man is able to say, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Pray for faith like this. Pray for grace like this, so that in the middle of your challenge, you can still say, "I will trust in God." In the middle of your challenge, remember that Jesus Christ remains King. He remains seated on the right hand of the Father. He remains to be the only one who has said the words, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And yes, he still loves you. Having this knowledge, my friends, is the key to finding our way back to a place of strength, a place of joy and victory. God is good all the time. Not sometimes, not some days, but all the time. Now let us pray. I praise you, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would see me in the middle of this challenge I am facing. I pray that your hand would mercifully lift me up from this situation and deliver me. Lord, I pray the words in Psalm 18, verse 1 to 6, and I say, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompass me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. I pray that you would rescue me, King Jesus, and make a way where there seems to be no way. I come to you, Father, with all that I have. You have promised in your word to take the heavy load I carry. You've promised to take my burdens. And so I bring all that bothers me. I bring all that weighs me down to your feet. I pray that I would hear your voice speaking despite the storm I face, despite the challenge I face. May your voice be the ruling authority over my affairs. The Bible says in Psalm 29, verse 4, "The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic." So I ask that you would look down on me mercifully and speak the words, "Peace, be still." Help me, Master, to continue to persevere even in the middle of this challenge I face. Cast out the fear and invade my mind, my thoughts, and my heart with faith. Faith in your word. Faith in your promises. Promises that I will continue to hold on to, because even though I may face challenges, I am promised peace that surpasses human understanding. So my prayer, Lord Jesus, is that you would lead me, move with me, walk with me, and speak to me continuously. May the Holy Spirit be my counselor and the still small voice that guides me. When fear tries to attack me, and if worry tries to overwhelm me, I pray that the Holy Spirit will empower me to overcome and to defeat the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Though the challenge I face may last longer than I would like, though it may be uncomfortable, keep me from becoming discouraged, Lord. Give me the pure joy of the Lord so that I will be strong. And if my heart is to feel burdened and weary, may I find rest in you. May you lead me to greener pastures, Jesus. Great is your faithfulness, Father. May you be glorified forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.